by the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich. Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith.
And just remember one thing. When you're out there tomorrow fishing with me and my buddies, let's have no talk about politics or world conditions or anything dumb like that. Keep it all fish talk.
Don't worry, Arch. I promise I won't say anything to offend your peer group.
What do you mean, peer? We're fishing off a boat.
I forgot. Hey, Arch, didn't you say the bluefish were running?
That's what I said.
Well, the line you got on there is too heavy. Shouldn't you be using a 25-pound line?
Nah, 25-pound line breaks too easy.
Yeah, but with a 40-pound line, it's not fair. It's not the sporting thing to do.
Oh, listen to this guy. If I use a 25-pound line, can you hear what the fish would say? Oh, geez, I love this hook. There's a sport at the other end of it.
Hart, you're not giving the fish a fighting chance.
I don't want to fight with the fish. I want to catch him.
Well, I'm going to use the lighter line.
You do what you want to do.
You know, Arch, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you bet we will. I want to tell you something else. It makes me very happy you're doing something normal for a change, like fishing. Up to now, it's been nothing but books and bedrooms.
Edith joins Michael and Archie.
Yeah, hold the end of this now, huh?
Oh, I hate to interrupt you while you're being friends.
Then why don't you leave us alone?
All I want to know is what do my two fisher boys want to eat tonight?
I think the word for it is dinner.
Tonight you got a choice. You can have yesterday's chicken or the day before's meatloaf. And you can have them hot or cold. You can have the meatloaf cold and the chicken hot, or the chicken cold and the meatloaf hot. Or you can have them both hot or both cold.
Well, I
or you can have tomorrow's dinner today.
Why don't you just surprise us, huh?
Gloria walks in.
Hello, Glory.
Hi, honey.
How was your day at work?
Fine.
That's good. Do you want to eat here tonight, or are you and Mike going to go out?
I don't know.
Honey, if you want to go out, it's all right with me.
I don't care.
Good, because I figure, you know, we're getting up early to go fishing tomorrow. We might just as well stay home, huh?
Whatever you say.
Gloria, are you all right?
Yeah.
You're acting kind of funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Gloria, would you like to help me get the dinner on?
Sure, Ma.
What are you sitting there for, waiting to get your picture took? Go on, help your mother get the dinner on. Will you hurry up? I'm hungry.
Gloria starts to cry.
Myself say nothing.
Michael follows her upstairs.
Where's Gloria?
Ah, gee, she's upstairs crying her eyes out.
Oh, my, what happened?
I don't know. I told her, go on in and help you set the table and the water works done.
Oh, something's bothering her.
She put me in mind of you when you was going through the change.
Oh, Archie, I think she's too young for that.
Thanks for straightening me out. Now, whatever it is, this is your fault this year. You should have talked to her about this.
How could I when I didn't know it was going to happen?
I'm talking about years ago. You should have took your daughter aside. You should have said to her, Gloria, there are going to be times when you're going to be a pain in the neck and you're going to upset your father. Don't let it do that.
Oh, she's coming back down.
All right, just make out like you didn't notice nothing.
I'm glad you're back. Do you feel all right now,
Gloria?
Oh, yes, he's fine, Ma.
I'm sorry I acted that way.
Oh, think nothing of it, little girl. Nobody here noticed nothing, do we, either?
No, I was out in the kitchen when it happened. You told me about it.
Archie covers his face.
Gloria, did you feel all right enough to help me with the dinner?
Sure, Ma.
What's the story, huh? What's the matter with your wife?
I don't know.
How'd you get her to come back down here?
I just asked her. She said, I'll come down. There's nothing wrong with me. Something's depressing her.
Oh, well, that's very simple to understand.
What?
Tell you know nothing about women at all. When they're down in the dumps this way, you want to cheer them up, you buy them a new hat.
Well, he doesn't wear hats.
Maybe that's what's the matter with her. She wants a hat. Go buy her a hat. I'll lend you the money.
That's not it.
Get it while it's cold.
Gee, what a joke. Shave it up, huh?
Gloria, have some meatloaf. It's delicious.
I'm not hungry.
All right, over here then. Over here. Huh?
What's the matter, Gloria?
I don't know, Ma. I just feel black.
Well, you felt all right this morning when you left.
I know. I was fine until I got on the subway tonight.
Did somebody bother you?
Oh, gee, some of them animals on the subway, they ought to be chained up. Listen, if I was the mayor of this city, I'd quarantine them subways.
How would people get to work?
Let them eat cakey.
Tell me, what happened?
Well, I was feeling good. I was. I was glad it was the end of the week. I was really looking forward to coming home. Anyway, I got on a subway, I sat down, and I began to look at the faces around me, and they all looked the same, dull and blank. And all of a sudden, I thought, what's the use?
All you need, little girl, is a good dose of castor oil.
What?
That's right. Anytime I ever come home with my tail dragging behind me, that's what my mother done to me. She grabbed me by the nose, opened up the kitchen, a good dose right down the pipe. Boy, that cheered me up every time.
Castor oil cheered you up?
Damn right. It was either be cheered up or get another dose.
Maybe it'll help you if you talk about it a little more.
What's there to talk about? It's just there's nothing to look forward to.
Oh, Gloria, you got your whole life ahead of you, and you got mine.
Oh, gee, she's feeling bad enough. Don't make it worse. I'm nuts to you.
Eat something, Gloria. You'll feel better.
It's just that it's always the same thing, day after day. It's all so useless.
Hey, Gloria, honey, I know how you feel. Sometimes I hate my day, too. Do you realize how many boring things I gotta do in a single day to drive me crazy? I gotta get up. I gotta brush my teeth. I have to shave. And I hate to shave. There are mornings when I stand there debating with that mirror. Should I shave or should I cut my throat? But I shave.
No, it's too bad you always lose that argument.
I'm talking to Gloria. Will you lay off with the stupid remarks?
Right, Jay,
you're not helping me, Rob. You got a problem here.
There's another thing that's always the same. The two of you arguing and always about the same thing. Nothing ever changes in this crummy house.
What do you mean, crummy house? Where do you get that stuff here?
That ain't nice. Your father and me have always tried to give you a good home here.
Yeah, but it's always the same. Every night the same. How was your day? Lousy. The same what's for dinner. The same get me a beer. Is that all life's about? Excuse me.
Wait a minute. You ain't getting away with that, little girl. Come on now. This ain't no royal palace here. Me and your mother ain't no duke or duchess. Well, I think we've done pretty good.
Not in my book, you didn't.
Well, just what do you mean? What is this here?
Gloria feels upset. I'm sure she don't mean what she's saying.
Yes, I do. Don't you understand? I don't want to end up like the two of you.
Gloria storms upstairs, leaving her parents stunned.
Where are you?
In the kitchen, Archie.
Oh, you're in the kitchen, huh? Geez, why didn't you wake me up a little bit early? It's after 5 a.m. Now I'm going to have to rush to make that fishing pose.
You got plenty of time.
Oh, Edith, in the house, it's as cold as an icebox. Didn't you think to tighten up the heat?
Oh, I don't think we should, Archie. Not with the energy crisis.
Oh, the energy crisis. I wish you'd come up with one of them hot flashes of yours. Now that we need it.
Got every
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I've been up a couple of hours. I couldn't sleep last night. I think because of what Gloria said to us.
Oh, listen, that daughter of yours is pretty fresh there, you know. People tell me that she's got my eyes, but that mouth of hers, that's your side of the family. There's the daughter saying them things to her mother and father.
I don't think that was Gloria talking.
Oh, gee, what, the devil make you do it? Maybe I ought to get one of them priests in to exercise with her.
Bothering Gloria, so she took it out on the people that are closest to her.
Well, what kind of talk is that? She don't want to end up like us, huh? We didn't end up so bad, did we? I always done right by you, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
And after all, you got a nice life. You got a home, eh? You got clothes, you got a color TV out there. You got all the dishes you need. Can you ask for anything I wouldn't give you?
Well, I could use another $10 a week for the house money.
Well, you ain't getting that.
Well,
where you go?
Well, I better call Mike.
Do you mean to tell me that meathead ain't been down to breakfast yet?
No.
Get out of the way. I'll call him myself. You can't depend on that guy for nothing.
Archie finds Gloria sitting in his chair.
Well, what are you doing up so early, little girl?
I couldn't sleep.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised. How could anybody sleep in a crummy house like this?
Oh, Daddy, I'm sorry about what I said.
You're sorry, huh? Well, that goes double for me.
Daddy, please don't be angry with me. I didn't know what I was saying. I mean, whatever I said had nothing to do with you. I guess I must talk about
it. Hold it. If it's female, don't tell me, huh? I just want to know how you are. You all right?
Yeah, Daddy, I'm all right.
Well, if you're going to sit down here, it's cold. Maybe you ought to get your blanket, huh?
No, thank you.
Well, why don't you go back up to bed?
Oh, no, I'm afraid I'll wake Michael.
You wake Michael? You mean to tell me he ain't out of that sack yet?
No.
The one time I wanted him with me and he ain't here. That bunk could sleep 100 years.
He strides upstairs where Michael lies sleeping in bed.
Oh, jeez, look at this. Rip Van Meathead. Get up.
I'm up.
Get out of the bed. What are you doing? Here's your pants. Get them on, you, huh? I can never depend on you for the whole. Hold it. What are you doing here? You're putting your pants on over your pajamas.
It's all right. It'll be cold on the boat. I don't have any long underwear.
All right, just hurry up, huh?
Shush.
Why are you shushing me?
I don't want to wake up Gloria.
Gloria ain't here. She's downstairs.
Michael looks down at the bed.
What's she doing downstairs?
She's sitting in a chair down there. She's all right.
How do you know?
She told me.
What'd she say?
She said I'm all right. Will you hurry it up, please?
Oh, I was worried about her. Last night she wouldn't talk to me. It was like there was a pane of glass between us.
Do you know that we don't catch that fishing boat? There ain't gonna be no deep sea fishing. We'll have to stay on the dock with the old people here. Hold it. What are you doing here? What? What about the other foot? There ain't no sock on it.
I'll get to it.
Don't you know that the whole world puts on a sock and a sock and a shoe and a shoe?
I like to take care of one foot at a time.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
It's just as quick my way.
Wait a minute, that ain't the point. You see what I told? Don't keep doing it. Listen to me.
He grabs the sock from Michael.
Suppose there's a fire in the house and you got to run for your life. Your way, all you got on is one shoe and a sock. My way, you got on a sock and a sock. You see, you're evil.
Suppose it's raining or snowing outside. Your way, with a sock on each foot, my feet would get wet. My way, with a sock and a shoe on one foot, I could hop around and stay dry.
I think you've been hopping around on your head. Wait a minute. Listen to me.
Archie grabs the sock again.
Supposing the other sock's got a hole in it.
It doesn't have a hole in it.
I said supposing
right,
it's got
suppose
a hole.
It has a hole.
All right, it's got a hole in it. So, you ain't got another matching pair, so what are you going to do? Your way, you got to take off a whole shoe and a sock. My way, all you gotta do is take off one sock.
All right, if it'll make you happy, I'll start all over again.
No, 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 you're halfway through. Now, gee, get on with it. We're in a hurry. You can start doing it the right way tomorrow morning. And do it that way for the rest of your life.
Archie leaves, slamming the door behind him. Downstairs.
Gloria. Oh, I brought you some juice. Drink all of it. You never can tell what part the vitamin C might be in.
Boy, I want to tell you, there's some people in this world you can never get nothing through their heads.
Look who's up.
I know who's up. Do you know who's got to get out of here, huh? Will you get my lunch ready?
Oh,
quick,
right
quick,
away,
quick. Listen, little girl, you mind if I ask you a personal question?
No.
Did you ever watch your husband dress himself in the morning?
Sometimes.
Did you know that he puts on a sock and a shoe and a sock and a shoe instead of a sock and a sock and a shoe and a shoe?
What?
And what's the sense in asking you? You wear pantyhose. Oh, here he is now. Will you get your gear together and get ready to leave? We got to get going.
Take it easy, will you? I want to talk to Gloria
first. We got a boat to catch.
Don't worry, we'll make it.
Is your lunch, Archie?
Leave it there, Edith.
Gloria, how do you feel?
Fine.
You want me to stay home with you?
Whatever you like.
Because, you know, I don't have to go fishing.
Do what you want.
Well, what do you want? Just tell me.
Go fishing.
You sure?
Michael, if you want to go fishing, go fishing.
Gloria, where are you going?
Back to bed.
Oh, don't go away. I want to talk to you.
What about?
Just wait a minute.
Okay, we're all set. Let's go now.
Wait a second. I forgot something.
What are you doing now?
Bye, honey.
Oh, look at this. He's got to stop for that. Okay, you got to wait for me now. I forgot something.
Oh, Archie.
Away,
Archie pushes her aside and hurries into the kitchen.
What did you forget?
My six-pack of beer. Can't go fishing without beer, Edith. Okay, let's go. Now, watch the poles. Don't hit them on the top of the door here. Hold them this way on the waiter's aunt lid. That's right. Now, come on. Let's go.
They leave.
That's what you are.
Have a good time. Gloria, you still ain't feeling good, are you?
I feel awful.
Well, come on out in the kitchen. I'll fix you some breakfast. You can keep me company and we'll talk. Here, you sit right down here and I'll have some nice scrambled eggs for you in a jiffy. Speaking of eggs, Gloria, before Archie and me got married, he used to go around saying, there's no cooking like my mother's. So I went over to his mother's, and she showed me how to cook for Archie. Oh, my. I'll never forget the first time I served him eggs. He took a bite and a look came over his face. I said, don't you like him? He said, Edith, I always said there's nothing like my mother's cooking, and here it is again. That's nice. No, he hated his mother's cooking. I had to start all over again. Now your father likes your mother's cooking.
Ma, how do you do it? How do you stay so cheerful all the time?
Oh, I'm sad a lot of times. Regular times when people die. And once, Gloria, I haven't thought about it for years. It was terrible. It was the day I was sure I didn't love your father no more.
Really, Ma? You stopped loving Daddy? What did he do to you?
That's just the point. Nothing.
He come home one night and said hello, and I said hello, and he sat down in his chair to read his paper, just like he'd done 1,000 times before. You know how he licks his fingers when he turns the page?
Edith demonstrates, sneering.
I looked at him.
She licks her fingertips and mimes flipping pages.
All of a sudden, he was a stranger. I didn't know him. And what's worse, I didn't want to know him.
Mom, same things happened to me.
No.
You knew.
No. Oh, well, it wasn't hard to figure out. When you told Mike to go fishing, your face looked the way I felt that day with Archie. Now I understand why you talk to your father and me that way. Because when you're feeling like that, you don't like nothing about your life.
Yeah, Ma, you know when it happened 2 nights ago? You know, I was upstairs, it was the middle of the night, and I woke up and I looked over at Michael. Well, there he was, asleep, grinding his teeth like he always does. But just like it happened to you, Ma, all of a sudden I didn't recognize him. It was like I was sleeping with a stranger.
And you were scared you didn't love him no more.
That's right. And Ma, what if I don't get over it?
Gloria, all I can tell you is I got over it. The next day, Archie came home. He said, hello, get me a beer, and I was in love.
Just like that?
Yeah.
That's how you knew you loved Daddy again? Hello, get me a beer?
That's the way it happened. You know, I think a lot of marriages break up because people don't wait long enough to recognize each other again.
Michael walks through the front door.
Gloria?
It's Mike.
What's he doing back home?
Mike, what are you doing home? Did you forget something?
No, I got as far as the subway. I was so worried about Gloria that I told Archie to go on without me.
You were worried about me?
Yeah, I knew something was bothering you. I've just been avoiding it. I shouldn't have gone fishing. When you got a problem, I got a problem. I should have stayed home and dealt with it. And can we talk about this over breakfast? I'm hungry.
Gloria hugs Michael, who stands motionless, grinning awkwardly. Gloria hugs her mother.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
He continues grinning awkwardly.
What's so funny?
Strangers we know.
Everything's all right?
It's perfect.
Oh, I'm glad, honey. Yeah. Now there's only one little problem.
What?
I got Archie's fishing rod.
Archie walks in.
Idiot!
Archie, you're back!
Where is that dumb meathead?
He and Gloria went out for a pizza.
I hope an anchovy gets stuck in his throat. Do you know what happened because of him? I had to lay out $5 to rent a no-good fishing pole.
Did you catch something?
Oh, sure, Edith. I caught a whale, but I couldn't bring him home on a subway. You got me a beer?
Right away.
Directed by John Rich, written by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Script consultant Don Nickel, associate producer Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. CBS, recorded at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production.
Viacom.